Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday, 5:30 on March 8th. Thank you guys for joining us. The weekend has finally arrived. Very excited. How you doing this morning?
Not bad. It was a nice day here on this end. The Mint 400, the Great American Off-Road Race, starts today out at Prim in the desert. These cars and trucks do 400 miles out there. And on yesterday, Thursday, they had a huge off-road festival. And I was at that for a few hours yesterday. So it was a fun day yesterday for me.
Very nice. Very nice.
How are you doing over there? Ready for the weekend?
Good. I am very, very excited for the weekend. It's been a busy couple of weeks. So this is like my first weekend where I don't have, you know, to work or do anything like that. So we are going to see New Edition tomorrow night.
Nice.
I'm so excited about that. Some friends of ours are in town. We're going to meet up with them tonight. So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to a nice kind of low-key weekend and relax a little bit. So it's been a busy couple of weeks, so I'm super excited.
It's nice to go to a weekend where just you got some stuff going on, but it's like relaxing stuff, and there's no pressure to be performing or working or anything, and just enjoy everything. And then, of course, we spring forward this weekend, too.
Yes, so everyone, keep that in mind. I know everyone loves to complain about it on Mondays, but I wonder if that's why. So the Oscars are this weekend, and they moved them back an hour. So instead of starting at 5 o'clock our time like they usually do, they're going to be starting at 4 o'clock our time.
Oh.
And I'm wondering if that's because of the spring forward thing, but man, that's going to throw off a lot of people. If they're getting ready for the Oscars, they might forget to spring forward. And then on top of that, it's an hour earlier. So it's almost like it's 2 hours early.
Yeah, they lose that hour of sleep. If Sunday's your big day, your big night, you lose that hour of sleep. And then your prep time, you're going to have to start an hour earlier because the show starts. That's itch. I didn't know they were starting it at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock our time, 7 o'clock Eastern time. So it should be a big weekend for Barbenheimer. And, well, actually, I don't know. Barbie keeps getting shut out on everything. So we'll see. But I'm excited to see the Ryan Gosling, I'm Just Ken performance. I'm really looking forward to
that. That's right. What was the movie? It was one of the movies that was nominated for Best Picture, and you recently watched it.
Past Lives
was the one. I was trying to think of that because Laura and I were talking about movies to watch.
I loved that movie. It was just, in my eyes, it was perfection. I was so impressed by it. It was such a great movie. Highly recommend. And I've seen Barbie, and I liked Barbie, and I loved Oppenheimer and Killers of the Flower Moon. Awesome. I saw a lot of the Best Picture nominees. I just can't stop gushing about Past Lives. I really enjoyed it.
We've got a couple of the Best Picture ones going into Sunday, and we'll have it on in the background, I think. But I like to have a couple more movies added to the list. So maybe we'll watch Past Lives this weekend so we kind of know what's happening.
Yeah.
That's the worst. When someone's winning and winning and winning, you're like, I don't know what this movie is about.
I think you will really enjoy it. It's a great story. It's a lot of like... what ifs, and it makes you think in your own life, like where there were those crossroads where you went one way instead of another, and what might have happened if you would have gone that other way. So yeah, it was a really
interesting
well done movie.
So, all right, perfect.
Yeah. Oscars this weekend, lots going on. And of course we have got your tickets this morning. You want to go see Joe Coy? We've got the tickets for you at 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. You don't want to miss that. So let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Wonder by Natalie Merchant?
They say I must be one of the wonders. That's on creation. And as far as they see, they can offer.
Do you want to hear Body Rock by Moby? Do you want to hear Crazy by Gnarls Barkley?
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Possibly.
Those are your choices. Get your votes in this morning. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1.
Here we go.
You're going to want to hear this.
All right. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, teen angst is real. But did you ever say something as a teen that was truly hurtful, or maybe a teen said it to you? We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Crazy
what?
By Gnarls Barkley. I mean, by a long shot.
Are you serious?
Like the other ones hardly got any votes. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Google Gnarls Barkley.
Crazy by Gnarls Barkley is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it is the pre-show here on a Friday. Teens, yeah, they can harbor a lot of feelings inside, and sometimes those feelings can turn out to be not great. Words that are expelled from their mouth.
we have some friends, and we were having dinner with them a few weeks ago, and they've got a daughter. Her name is Kylie, and very sweet girl. We haven't seen her in a few months, and we're talking to our friends like, oh, how's Kylie doing? And the mom, Amy, she says, oh, well, you know, she's good. She's starting to get into her teen sassy phase. And we're like, what? Kylie gets sassy? She's always been so sweet around us. And our friend goes, yeah, she told me that she hates me last week.
Oh,
like, what? And my buddy didn't know this, the father, the husband, he goes, what? He was surprised too. Like, what? Sweet Kylie says she hates you. What happened? She's like, I think it's just, you know, teen angst. She was kind of lashing out. And apparently Kylie wanted some makeup, and her mom brought the makeup into her bathroom, and it was the wrong makeup. And she was very angry over the fact that her mom brought her the wrong makeup. And got so fired up that she goes, Mom, I hate you.
She's going to tell you she hates you because you exposed her on the air. I thought maybe you would change her name or something. Oh my gosh. I'm sitting here like, oh, he did not just call out a teenager on the air.
It's early.
Do they live here?
Yes.
Oh,
they live here in town.
No.
It's
Why
early.
Why would you do that?
It is early. They're not going to pick up on this. They're not going to pick up on this. Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
Yeah, JC, she
I
hates
used the
you.
Mom's name too. Did I say the mom's name?
Yeah, you did. Oh, you said everybody's
dang
name.
Dang it.
you know what? That's part of growing up, right? It's part of growing up.
Tonight they're like, Mom, Dad, I hate you. Why? What do we do? JC talked about me on the radio.
Yeah, he literally said my name. Have you ever done something like that where you said something as a teen and then regretted it? Because I did that. I told my grandma I hated her. And to this day, it's probably one of my biggest regrets in life. And of course, I didn't mean it at all. I remember that my grandma and grandpa came to Denver to watch us for a couple of weeks. Like, my parents went somewhere. I can't remember where they went. And she didn't let me do something that I wanted to do. I don't even remember what it was. And I go, I hate you. And I just remember the look on her face. And she, you know, Hispanic grandma, she goes, and looked at me and looked away and walked away. And oh my gosh, just thinking of it breaks my heart. And I tried to, like, as I grew older, and it was always in the back of my mind, I thought about it, and it's just like, I never really said I was sorry for that, but I tried to make up for it in so many different ways. And it's probably one of my biggest regrets in my entire life is that I said that, because I didn't mean it.
Do you think she knew you didn't mean it, or you can see and the reaction you just said and her response? Could you see it stung when you said those words to her?
Oh my gosh. I want to cry right now thinking of it. And it was years ago. But it hurt her. I deeply hurt her. And I think she knows maybe I was going through that teenage phase. But
still, the same time, we hear the words. It hurts. And what, like, when you said that, I think, has everyone gone through that where your parents are out of town and the grandparents come to stay with you? It's a special time. It's like, oh, grandparents are here. And then you tell their grandmother that you hate her.
And I was a bratty teenager. It was like, it was all on me. Like, she literally did nothing wrong. It was all on me. And so, yeah, I hope your friend, let's change her name to Michelle. I hope she doesn't live to regret that, and I hope she apologizes.
And I apologize to you, Michelle, Kylie. It's Mix 94.1.
Show number
2020.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the show. It is Friday, the 3rd or the 8th of March, and we are so happy to have you guys joining us. And yes, here we are, show number 2020. Does anybody remember the year 2020? It was a busy one. It was busy and not busy at all at the same time. The top song of 2020 was Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. We'll come back to this song in a minute because it was a big part of pop culture in 2020. The movies we were watching: Tenet, Bad Boys for Life, Onward, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Wonder Woman 1984. The movie Parasite made history in 2020. It was one of the films that year that made history in February when it became the first non-English movie and the first South Korean movie to win Best Picture at the Oscars that year.
Okay, this was in February of 2020.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Kobe Bryant, he passed away in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of people were and still are completely just devastated by that loss. What a huge loss, not just to the sports world, but just to the world in general. What an amazing man he was.
Absolutely, and it's one of those to me, it's one of those deaths that you hear about. You remember exactly where you were when you saw the news or heard the news.
Yeah. Ruth Gader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she was commemorated more than 6 million posts in one day across Facebook and Instagram when she passed away with the hashtag Rest in Power. On March 11th, 2020, COVID-19 was officially declared a pandemic. That was the day that it was declared a pandemic. I think for most of us, we remember March 13th being kind of like the day everything shut down.
That was on a Friday, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's when everybody started streaming things. The Mandalorian, New Girl, Tiger King, The Crown, Supernatural, S Creek, Ozark, The Office. Those were the most streamed shows of 2020. Everyone was playing Among Us. And everyone was downloading TikTok. Some of the TikTok trends that were absolutely huge in 2020. Back to Blinding Lights. The Blinding Lights dance was absolutely huge. Who remembers the Renegade dance? So many dances. Super Lonely. I'm just a loser. Shouldn't be with ya. Guess I'm a quitter. Who could forget this dance? I'm a savage, classy, bougie, ratchet.
Sassy, moody, nasty.
That was a huge one. But then they made, because of Tiger King, it was so huge, they made a Carole Baskin version.
Oh, we had one.
Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening?
What would have that show been like if there was no pandemic? Would that have even been a thing? Would everybody picked up on it? Because that's something that, because I remember for us, we were broadcasting from home. We stayed on an extra hour, so we'd wrap up like at 11. My routine was I'd go downstairs, make myself a sandwich, and then like I'd watch a show, and it was probably like Tiger King or something.
Yeah, it was just what a weird, weird time that was. In 2020, no Swiftie could have predicted that Taylor Swift would release two albums in 1 year, but 2020 was really her year after losing the rights to her masters in 2019. So the musical masterpieces that came out that year were Folklore. And Evermore.
The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray,
served as the soundtrack to my 2020 tears that came down that year. 2020 was also the year, let me see if we have it here. Oh yeah, here it is. When the celebrities thought it would make us feel better about the pandemic if they sang this song to us.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
No hell below us.
Who was that right there?
Above us only sky.
I know, I felt so much better.
Imagine all.
After the celebrity sang Imagine to us, didn't you?
I did. Like, oh, things are going to turn around. Life is great now. Thank you, Gal Gadot, for leading the charge on that song.
Do you remember in 2020 where we all downloaded the Clubhouse app for 5 minutes?
Oh, is that the one where someone would invite you to it?
Yeah, and you were in there and you'd listen to someone talk.
Yes.
About something.
We would do Clubhouse after we did 5 hours of radio. Let's go now talk again. But someone had to invite you to Clubhouse, right? Like, you couldn't
just sign up. Yeah.
I was so excited to get my invitation to Clubhouse.
It was just a weird... Murder Hornets, Banana Bread, Zoom, Dalgona Coffee, Baked Feta, Bernie Sanders Mittens. There was just so much happening in 2020.
Lots coming up this morning at about 15 minutes. That early edition of Heads Up, and when you win it, tickets for you to Reggae in the Desert. And up next, we have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
The Vegas Aces. The Las Vegas Aces, they make history. We've got that and more coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The Las Vegas Aces are trending this morning. The back-to-back WNBA champions announced yesterday that the team, they sold out of their season ticket memberships for the 2024 season. That makes them the first team in WNBA history to sell out its season ticket allotment.
It's huge.
That is absolutely
amazing.
Massive. I'm just so impressed with what they have brought to this city. And I'm not even talking about the championships, just like the really showing how serious the WNBA is, how talented these athletes are. And I'm so happy for them that they continue to make news in this way.
They have such a massive fan base. Anytime they're doing a signing or something here in town, there's always huge lines going on. What an unbelievable team. And if they three-peat, dynasty, the ladies are, it's amazing organization.
It's cool because a lot of them come to the Vegas Thrill volleyball games and sit there and watch. And so we always put them on the celebrity cam and we go over and talk to them. And they're so nice. And they want to support the other sports here. And I don't know, they add so much to the city. Fans can still join a wait list for 2025 at aces.wnba.com/membership. It's people have really shown out for this franchise. This is what the president, Nikki Vargas, said. She said that they've created a bond with the city and a team that is unrivaled in the WNBA. So, yeah, good job, ladies. That is super cool. The Las Vegas Aces tip off the 2024 WNBA season on May 14th at 7 o'clock against the Phoenix Mercury.
Did you see their new uniforms they rolled out?
Yeah,
too?
They're clean.
Cool. Kind of like silver and black, kind of a Raider theme
there.
There
was definitely the Raiders influence there. I think Mark Davis is like, okay, let's make them look Raiders.
He's got a couple of favorite colors.
Yeah.
Black and white, or silver and white.
Also trending this morning is Twilight and John Wick. Lionsgate is taking two of its biggest movie franchises and turning them into TV series. Those franchises? John Wick, which I always associate this with the hockey team, yeah, not John Wick.
The Golden Knights have a TV show coming out? Cool.
And Twilight. Not much is known about either one, but the Twilight series, it's going to be animated, which should be interesting. The John Wick franchise has already kind of found its way to TV in the form of the prequel series called The Continental, which aired in three hour and a half installments last year. The John Wick movies have made more than $1 billion at the box office. Twilight's grossed more than $3.4 billion. So, yeah, they're coming to the small screen. Should be interesting. And then finally this morning, IHOP and Girl Scouts is trending this morning. IHOP has just introduced their latest pancake of the month in honor of Girl Scout cookie season. It's the Girl Scout Thin Mints Pancake. The new Girl Scouts Thin Mints Pancakes has four green buttermilk pancakes topped with cheesecake mousse, Girl Scout Thin Mints pieces, and whipped cream. They're part of their Pancake of the Month program where they have a new flavor combo every month. So these Thin Mint pancakes are available right now, but only through March 31st. So you have a limited time to get there. They're available at participating IHOP locations nationwide, and that is what's trending.
We've got your tickets to Reggae in the Desert. Those are yours in about 4 minutes when you win. Heads up. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have our contestant. It is Misty. Misty, woo! How you doing?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous.
Oh, you got this. The Reggae in the Desert tickets for you. You just got to win Heads Up. So here's how it works. We've got your category, which is Game Master. These are all different games in honor of International Game Masters Day, which was on Monday. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
You, Mercedes.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Misty, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to win, and you start now.
This is a game where you have tiles of letters and you spell things.
Scrabble.
Yes. This is a game, a Texas Hold'em. Five cards. Okay. Yes, yes. This is where you have a king and a queen and a rook and a pawn.
Yes.
Yes. This is where you say, ready or not, here I come.
Hide and seek.
Yes. This is, you sunk my... You give
pass.
Okay, pass. This is I don't know this game. This is where I say a word and you say a word and then we try to find you. My eyes are closed. I shout out blah blah and you shout out blah blah.
Marco Polo.
Yes, this is a game with Boardwalk, Park Place. Go to
Monopoly.
Yes,
nice.
You got it. Congratulations. Nice job. Wow.
You're an amazing partner.
Oh, you are an amazing contestant. And now you are going to Reggae in the Desert at the Clark County Amphitheater. Woo! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice job, Misty. Nice job, Mercedes. It's a duo. The M&M connection right there.
Yeah, there was just a connection. I can't explain it.
It was magic. Hey, next hour, we got the Mega Minute. When you win it and conquer it, tickets to go see Joe Coy. You got a fast car.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. JC, do you see this letter?
I see a letter in there. Yeah, is it a handwritten letter right there?
It was taped on my door yesterday.
Oh, it's handwritten.
And, like, the tape's still on it. It's that big, like, really thick, clear tape.
Yeah,
that
was like packing tape almost?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's exactly what it is. It's packing tape. It was taped on my front door yesterday.
Okay, what does this thing say?
So this is what happened. I'm sitting in the kitchen, and I'm doing work on my laptop, and someone rings the doorbell. Sorry, if I'm not expecting you, I'm not going to answer the doorbell.
Okay. I just don't. What are you, crazy?
I just don't answer it.
Oh, my God.
But I looked on the cameras, and there was a lady there.
As we all do.
There's a lady there. She's standing, and then when she realizes no one's going to answer the door, she pulls out the packing tape. And I'm watching her. I'm like, what is she doing? And she's taping this letter on my door. And I'm like, who is that? Taping, and I'm like... okay, what the heck? This is weird. So I wait for her to finish taping it, and I'm kind of mad. I'm like, why are you taping something to my door?
Yeah.
And so
concerned too.
I wait for her to walk away. I see she's like in the street now, and I open the door, and she sees me, and I see her, and I look at the thing on the door, and I pull it off, and I start reading it. And it says, from your neighbor at, and then it gives the address. We're offering a reward for our cat who, and it says the cat's name, who has been missing since this date. She is a female, blah, 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 describes it, very friendly. If you could please check your yard in the front and back and side, we would be so grateful. And so then I start to feel bad. I'm like, oh, and I look at her and she goes, if you could please look, we'd really appreciate it. And I was like, okay, I go, I'll go look. I'll definitely keep my eyes open. She's like, please. She's very friendly. We miss her so much. And she was really upset. So at this point, I feel horrible because I was like, oh my gosh, I was ready to go off on this lady. Like, why are you taping this to my door?
That's some heavy tape. Just a little side note. When he pulled it off, no paint or anything came off your door?
No, because we have like glass.
Okay.
On there. Yeah.
She's got some thick tape, and she's got tape all around that thing, too.
But believe me, I was thinking the same thing. So she's describing the cat. She says they hope she's still in the area and someone will find her, but time is critical. And then it gives their number and their names. And so I felt really bad about it. And I was telling my daughter about this, and she's like, oh, I'm going to go look for the cat. I want $1,000.
Dang, that's a good reward.
Yeah, it's $1,000. And so I said, no, we're not taking the reward. If we find the cat, we are giving it to her, and that's that. And she's like, what? And I was like, no. Think about if that happened to you, would you, you know, hope that someone out of the goodness of their heart brought the cat back? And she's like, yeah, but if I have the money to give them, I'd still give it to them. Like, no. Have you ever, like, claimed a reward for something or given a reward for something?
Like, put out a sign saying, reward, missing something? I have not, but in our neighborhood, when you pull in, there's the little, the gate code. You can punch in the gate, or if you have the clicker, you click it to get in. And I feel like probably once a month, there's some kind of missing reward thing type up there. Same thing. Missing cat, missing dog. Someone had a missing parrot, like a bird up there one time. And you never get, I would love to have to see like a follow-up, like maybe the next day, found.
Yes.
This dog, it's all safe. Thank you. We always see the pat in my, and I take note of the dog. Okay, this is a dog that's missing. Keep my eyes and ears open looking for something, but I would love to get a follow-up. Thank you all. We found Sammy, our missing dog, or the missing cat has been returned. Just an update, because I always think about when those rewards are up, what has happened to that animal? Did they find the animal?
I think about that too. And like with this, I hope they find their cat. I really do. And I want to know if they do find it, can you come and tape another note on my door? Like, we found the cat.
It's here. All is good.
Please let me know.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The last night was the State of the Union address. President Joe Biden gave what some are calling a fiery, rousing speech once he arrived. Biden addressed multiple topics during the 67-minute speech. And while he never called former President Donald Trump by name, he did mention his predecessor 13 times. In the Republican response after the State of the Union, Katie Britt called Biden's border policies despicable. She addressed the nation from her kitchen table. According to NBC, Biden spent just over 5 minutes talking about democracy during the speech, with the Gaza-Israel conflict and immigration coming in second. That was discussed for 4.7 minutes each. The economy was the fourth most mentioned topic at 4.5 minutes, with taxes taking up 4.4 minutes of the address.
I didn't see any of it last night. It was a late night at the gym last night, and by the time I got home and remembered it was on, the whole thing was over. So I missed it last night. Did you watch any of it last night?
I watched it, and I watched the response, too. And, I mean, he was kind of fiery and just like, I'm telling you. And then the lady at the table afterwards was like, I hear you. I don't know. There was a lot of dramatics on both sides for sure. That's it. It was very there was a lot of emotions being thrown around. It was kind of funny.
Well, there's always a certain type of energy when you get the State of the Union address. There's energy behind that speech.
Whoa, 100%. And just so you guys know, I have prepared a state of the show address for us this morning.
Oh.
Yes.
What time is the state of Mercedes in the morning going to take place?
At 7:15, I will be addressing you all for a state of the show address. We'll talk about the current state of affairs on this show, how things are going, and maybe I'll get some long applause.
Maybe
I'll get some boos.
There are
maybe
some
there'll
boos
be
and
a
groans.
Heckler. There was a heckler last night that got thrown out.
So maybe someone will heckle you. Get her out of here!
Yes, the state of the show address is coming up this morning at 7:15.
It'll be broadcast on all major networks.
I don't know about that. Also this morning, the TSA has started a trial of self-service security screenings over at Harry Reid. They're trying to streamline the airport security process with minimal TSA agent interaction. So it's a pilot program. It's only available to TSA pre-check travelers, and it has a self-service lane where a passenger will follow the video instructions for the screening with the option of contacting a TSA screener for assistance if they need to. It's like self-checkout at the grocery store, basically. The six-month trial is going to kind of assess the effectiveness and the efficiency of the self-made model and handling security screenings with, you know, while still maintaining the safety standards with the potential for a future brand expansion on this if the trial outcomes are good.
If it speeds things up, I'm all for it. But you know, there'll be that one person that gets up there that has no clue what they're doing and just holds up the line. They're the person that's in the TSA pre-check line and they're not TSA pre-check. So you'll get those people, I think, that'll put a snag in it as things move along.
Yeah, that's a good point. I get so frustrated just on the TSA pre-check line as is when people are like, oh, I forgot my belt. Oh, I left my phone in my pocket. It's like, oh, gosh, like, let's go. Let's go.
You know what's going to happen when you get up there. Be ready.
Exactly. You know? Let's see. Finally, this morning. So we spring forward on Sunday, or actually Saturday to Sunday, 2 o'clock in the morning. Daylight savings time is this weekend. So you can gradually get ready to spring forward by shifting that schedule a little over the next few days for the time change. It's advised that you go to bed around 15 to 20 minutes earlier in these next couple of days leading up to it. I don't know how much
tonight
that's
only, right?
Help.
Tonight,
yeah,
tomorrow,
this is all
I guess.
You got. But what one thing I've noticed, like, you think that daylight saving is bad for us? I think it's really bad for our pets. Have you noticed that your animals still wake up at the same time, like, to eat? They don't understand there's an hour difference. And it's good, I guess, during the spring forward because they stay in bed. Do they stay in bed later?
Yeah, I was trying to do the math. So Jax,
or is it earlier? I can't figure it out.
He woke up. Alarm goes off at 3:30. He came in at 3:29 this morning.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, dude.
How are they so in tune with what the time is?
It's so, but then, so next week, he'd be coming in, which would be technically, what, 2:30? Or no, 4:30.
So you might.
No, 2:30.
If you spring forward, your 3:30 is now 4:30.
Oh, so he'd be safe, so he wouldn't be coming in.
Yeah.
So I'll be technically getting up earlier.
Yeah, it's when you fall back and you're like,
doomed.
I get an extra hour. No,
so,
you don't. You have pets.
Yes.
You don't get an extra
so,
hour.
Pet owners, we're blessed for the next couple weeks. This is good.
This is a good time.
Yeah, God bless it. God bless it. Well, you heard Mercedes coming up at 7:15. It's the state of the Mercedes in the morning address coming up. It's Mix 94.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like you're fancy like now you have made this new purchase. You are super fancy like.
We bought ourselves some Casper pillows. I love the Casper mattress. It is so comfortable. But Laura bought a Casper pillow about a year ago and was time for a new one. And so she bought herself one and she bought me one. And oh my gosh. A Casper pillow, a nice pillow in general, whether it's Casper or another brand, to me is worth the investment. Sleep, it's just such a different sleep when you have a nice pillow, the way your head rests. I feel like it's a deeper sleep. If you're going to spend some money, spend it on a good pillow. Get fancy with your pillow.
JC is fancy like Casper that he lays his head on. We got to add more things to this.
Yeah, what else could, what are the fancy things we add to it? But I'm telling you, I've never really invested in a nice pillow before. I used to always buy cheap ones.
Yeah.
It's a game changer. Oh, it feels so good.
I love my pillow. It is the greatest pillow ever. It's a fancy one. It's not Casper. I don't know what brand it is, but it, like, I've had it for like 4 years. It's probably disgusting, but it's like a memory foam one. It's firm. I want a firm pillow. Mm-hmm. I want it to hold my neck up a little bit. And I'm with you. But is there something that you 100% feel is worth the splurge? Or maybe it's not even a splurge. It's just worth the money. What is the thing, if you had to name something that you 100% believe is worth every penny you pay for it? 702-364-9400. Mary, what is 100% worth it?
Oh, good morning. La Crusade cookware.
Oh, is that how you say it? La Crusade? Yeah, I always call it La Crusette.
Yeah. We can say that too, but we're in Sonoma or wherever you get it is 100% worth the investment. The Dutch ovens will make the best roast chicken you've ever cooked in your life. I got them about 15 years ago and use them every day. And other than a little wear and tear, they're as good as new. I mean, they are 100% worth the investment. And you can get any color to match your kitchen. I mean, they just have great variety and they are the best and they last.
I've seen those. They are expensive and I've always been like, oh, that's too much. But if you're saying like they're worth the investment and you cook a lot, it's totally worth it.
100%.
Interesting.
I talked family members into buying it, friends, and then they've always thanked me.
I'm intrigued now. I saw they had like a Dutch oven that's a heart shape one, and it's super cute. But I feel like I don't know if I cook enough to warrant.
You have to justify. Yeah, we all sleep enough. We all sleep every night. So yeah, fancy pillow, fancy cookware. What else do we add to this fancy list?
Someone just texted. We're getting a bunch of texts about this. We bought a Sleep Number bed and it changed our lives. It's amazing. A Sleep Number. That's the one where each side has its own number and like you can be a 9 and they can be
so,
a 4.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I have one. I think that this is 110% worth every penny you pay for it. Clear. If you travel, get Clear. TSA PreCheck is great, but Clear is better because you always, TSA PreCheck comes with it, so you always have that option. But with Clear, you can get ahead of all the TSA PreCheck people. I feel like TSA PreCheck has just become normal now and there's still a line. But when you get Clear, you bypass all of them. They hate you for it. But, it is what it is. I 100% think Clear is worth every penny.
I'm a Clear member, and you're the one that turned me on to it. Laura travels for work. She is Clear. She loves it. It is a complete game changer. Is it like $100 a year?
Something like that. Okay. And you can get a family membership, too.
Yes, but, oh, my gosh, it is so worth it. Maybe, even if I fly like twice a year. Because I remember we were in Chicago flying back from the radio convention we were at. I think we were Midway flying out of. And I had a super early flight, and getting there, just seeing the lines were like, are you kidding me? and this was the TSA pre-check. The lines were super huge. I'm like, what's this over here? Oh, that's my clear. Yeah. La-dee-da.
And you're with someone that doesn't have it. You're like, beep-bop-a-doop, bye.
You go right through.
I'll meet you there.
It is a game changer. It's worth that $100 investment when you don't have to wait in line. If you're running late, poof, you're right at the gate.
100% worth it. What else is worth it? Hilario, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes. What do you think is worth every penny you pay for it?
Every penny I paid for was a Delaney coffee grinder machine.
Oh, fresh coffee grounds.
It was so expensive. I would just usually go to Walmart, buy me the cheap coffee makers. But this thing blows it out of the water. Unbelievable. Oh. I love it.
Okay, gosh, you guys are really getting me on this stuff. Now I'm thinking about it. DeLonghi is what it's called?
Yeah, DeLonghi coffee maker.
Okay, DeLonghi La Crusade.
Clear.
Casper
pillow. Well, this is very big, you guys. It's going to happen here in about 7 minutes.
Last night was the State of the Union address. So today, do you have my gavel? Because I'm going to need your gavel. Can you practice on that?
Yeah, because I'm going to do the official speech right before you.
Yes.
Yep.
We will be delivering the State of the Show address. What has this past year been like for this show? Where is this show going? We're going to do the State of the Show address coming up next.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want.
3, 2, 1. Back to more of Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
We've got the Mega Minute here in just about 5 minutes. And when you conquer it, tickets for you to go see Joe Coy.
Last night was the State of the Union address. President Joe Biden delivered the address last night. And since that was a time to stop and reflect on all that is happening in our country, I thought it would be great if we did the same. So now we present to you the State of the Show address.
Members of the Mix 94.1 audience, I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you one of the hosts of Mercedes in the Morning, Mercedes Martinez.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. Hey, over here. Take a selfie.
Hello. Hey. Oh, yes. Here we go. Cheese. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed colleagues and cherished listeners, as we gather here today to reflect on the State of Mercedes in the Morning, I am humbled and honored to stand before you as we embark on this journey together. Over the past year, our morning show has been a source of joy, laughter, and connection for so many, and it is with immense gratitude that I address you today.
Yeah!
Thank you. First and foremost, I want to extend my deepest appreciation to my incredible co-hosts, JC and Steph.
Yeah!
Together, we form a dynamic trio that has brought endless energy, creativity, and passion to our show each and every day. JC, with his quick wit and infectious humor, never fails to keep us entertained and on our toes. And Steph, the heart and soul of our show, brings a warmth and compassion that touches the hearts of our listeners and keeps us grounded in what truly matters. But our show, it's not just about us. It's about each and every one of you, our loyal listeners, who tune in day after day to laugh, cry, and share in the moments that make Mercedes in the Morning so special. Your support and enthusiasm are the driving force behind everything we do, and for that, we are eternally grateful.
We love listeners!
Yes!
Listeners are the best! Yeah!
In the past year, we've had some challenges. We've made some changes.
Boo!
We welcome the Mega Minute.
Yeah, Mega Minute!
We said goodbye to some other things.
Get out of here, dirt! Boo, Daily Dirt!
But none that we couldn't get through with each other's and our listeners' support. We have had the incredible opportunity to give away tickets to some of the most iconic musical acts of our time, from the incomparable Madonna to the dynamic K-pop sensation Twice, to the legendary Billy Joel. These giveaways have been a highlight for all of us.
Capriati gift cards.
They represent not only the generosity of our sponsors and our partners, but also the profound impact that music has on our lives, bringing us together and lifting our spirits in times of joy and sorrow. And as we look ahead to the future, I am filled with excitement and anticipation for all that lies ahead. With JC and Steph and each and every one of you by our side, I have no doubt that Mercedes in the Morning will continue to be a beacon of light and laughter in the mornings, bringing us together and reminding us of the power of connection and community. Ladies and gentlemen, the state of the morning show is strong, and it is getting stronger. Thank you for being a part of this incredible journey with us. Here's to many more unforgettable moments, shared experiences, exciting giveaways. God bless Mercedes in the Morning, and God bless each and every one of you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
You can now turn your radio dial to get the response to the Mercedes in the Morning.
The competitors
are going to respond.
I'll just walk down the hall.
Like, wait a second, they had Twice tickets? We didn't have Twice tickets to give away? That was excellent. Well done.
Thank you.
We go from that to the Mega Minute.
Time to win your tickets to Joe Koy. Joe Koy is coming to the T-Mobile Arena on April 26th, and we have your tickets right now with the Mega Minute, the all-new Mega Minute. You just have to answer 10 questions in 60 seconds, and if you get them all correct, you will win those tickets. Caller 20 gets to try the Mega Minute, 702-364-9400.
For Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Angela is on the phone. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm ecstatic. It's the Friday before spring break.
Oh, yes. Right. We are ready to go. And wouldn't it be great if you won Joe Koy tickets this morning, too?
Oh, I'd be ecstatic.
Oh, let's do this.
All right, Angela, you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or if you pass on one, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
Madrid is the capital of what country?
Spain.
Yes. What animal is associated with Easter?
Rabbit.
Yes. Jeff Bezos is the founder of which e-commerce company? Yes. Walt Disney, or what Disney movie is about a magical house where the Madrigal family lives?
Up.
No. Where in your body would you find the iris?
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
Where in your body would you find the iris?
Eyeball.
Yes. What band is known for their hits Viva La Vida and Fix You?
Ricky Martin?
No. What is the name of the NBA team from Phoenix?
Suns.
Yes. In the Marvel Universe, Nick Fury was played by what actor?
Skip.
What color is associated with a taxi cab?
Yellow.
Yes. What is the name of our galaxy? Yes. Oh, man. Darn it. You know what? You did really well. You got through all 10 questions. Unfortunately, there's one that you got wrong, and we skipped a couple. What Disney movie is about a magical house where the Madrigal family lives? That's Encanto. The band known for their hits Viva La Vida and Fix You, that's Coldplay. And in the Marvel Universe, Nick Fury was played by Samuel L. Jackson. Oh, man, we went a week and we didn't get a winner with the Mega Minute. I'm so bummed.
That is so tough. That means caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. These tickets to go see Joe Koy are yours. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. If you're on TikTok, you've probably come across at least at once on your For You page a JoJo Siwa video because she's always on there. She always pops up on my For You page from time to time. But this one I missed. I completely missed this one. What did she post, Steph?
So yeah, JoJo Siwa went on TikTok and she asked, if you can call anyone in heaven, and we're not talking about family members, we're talking about like an unserious phone call, who would you call and why? And I said, oh my gosh, I'm thinking about people that maybe have passed away that I would want to know, like the mysterious types of things. Like, what if it's Tupac? Tupac, oh, what happened to you, dude? Everything okay up there? And JoJo actually posted this. This is the audio clip that she said online.
If you could have one heaven phone call, this is a random heaven phone call, okay? Nothing too serious. If it was serious, I'd call grandma, grandpa, uncle I never got to meet, someone like that. Unserious heaven phone call. Who are you calling?
An unserious heaven phone call.
Yeah. Think of someone that you would want to have a conversation in heaven. Is it Elvis? Maybe Jesus?
Oh, so you call Elvis. Did you really have a heart attack on the toilet? What happened, man?
Yeah.
Not like I want to call my grandmother and tell her I love her. Mercedes, you mentioned earlier one of your biggest regrets in your life was telling your grandmother you hate her as a teen.
Yeah, yeah.
And not calling her and apologize. This is like you want some information, kind of like a fun one almost.
Yeah, kind of like a fun one. I was thinking, too, what about Marilyn Monroe? Did she really hook up with JFK?
Ooh, that's... Well, yeah, I think they have confirmation on that, don't they? Or is that not confirmed?
Oh, I don't know if it's confirmed or not. Yeah, but like, what if you called Kennedy, President Kennedy? But are they going to be honest with you?
True.
Is he going to say, hey, President Kennedy, did you have relations?
Yeah, they're in heaven.
Oh, yeah, because Jesus is watching them, or some kind of God is watching them. Okay.
Yes, yes.
So you got to be honest.
What about Kobe Bryant? What happened? What were those last moments like?
Oh, I don't want to know that.
Jeez, I wouldn't want to know.
He's in a helicopter and crashed.
Traumatic.
Oh, Steph.
I still want to know. Okay, what about your favorite?
Hey, Kobe. What were those last moments like?
It was traumatizing. I was dying. Yes. I was crying.
Steph.
My daughter was with me. Oh, my gosh.
Dear
no.
Lord.
I would want to know. I just want to see. And that's just mine. What about you guys? Think about other people. Fine. I'll switch it over to you guys.
Maybe talk to Kobe about his career.
Okay.
Winning championships. Now, hey, man. Good to talk to you. What were those final moments like?
I would want to know.
Oh, who I would want to call and find out the truth about? It's kind of morbid, but I just feel like we never got, well, maybe we did get an answer. The whole JonBenet Ramsey story was just so bizarre. Like, what happened and how did that happen? First, I think they said they got someone that did it, but like, why did they look at the brother and then the mother and then the father? Like, who really did it and why did it all happen? Why was she targeted?
Did you call JonBenet or who would you call in that situation?
I don't know. I feel bad putting her through that again. I don't know. But I would definitely want a mystery of some sort solved. So like that, or what's another like big mystery that we never got an answer to?
Lee Harvey Oswald. Talk about like, hey, what was really happening with the shooting at JFK?
Like, what do you mean?
Because we're in the same. There's two shooters, and he actually wasn't the one that...
Were you? Did you work alone?
He was set up. Yeah, did you work alone? Was it a setup? What was happening? The way they were transporting him to the prison, just completely unguarded so he could get shot? Questions like that. Amelia Earhart, what happened?
Where did you go?
Yeah,
Where did you go? Yeah, that's a good one.
Lincoln?
Well,
quiz him, see if he's really honest, Abe.
Did John Wilkes Booth really shoot you? Is that what you want to know?
No.
No.
Honest.
I cannot tell a lie. That's an interesting question. We're getting so many texts. Robin Williams, 100%, someone said. Kobe, for life advice. Oh, this one. Oh, my gosh. Yes. This one. O.J. Simpson's wife.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I want to know what happened. Nobody. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I changed my answer to that. 100%.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, man. This was really morbid, but interesting all the same.
Yeah, certainly was. coming up here next hour, there's tickets to go see Dancing with the Stars live right around 8:25.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, well, are you going to have a donut this morning or some toast? This might be bad news then. You might be a little uglier than when you woke up.
Wait, what?
This study came out from France, and it found that refined carbohydrates make us notably less attractive within 2 hours of eating them.
I have two slices of bread every single morning now.
Well, you're uglier than you were when you woke up because of it.
Oh, I got to stop doing that. Get my beauty back.
Yeah, they say that it includes things like donuts, bagels, pancakes, muffins, white bread, and sugary cereals. They had volunteers rate how attractive people's faces were before and after they had breakfast. Some ate healthy foods. Others ate things that were very carb heavy. And the people who ate the carbs were seen as significantly less attractive 2 hours later. They're not sure why, but it was true for both men and women on that.
Yeah, every day, at least one slice of bread with a protein bar on the weekends, and sometimes here at the radio station, two slices. So I need to cut that back and bring back my beauty.
Well, let's,
or at least take a photo and see what I look like afterwards.
Let's see, like, one day you eat carbs and one day you don't eat carbs, and then we'll rate you or your attractiveness.
And I won't say which one is which. I'll just post the photos
we'll
and you see which
like,
one you like the best.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, I think you're going to be attractive in either one. So I don't know how we rate it. You
we'll
know?
See if one is less attractive or a difference. Yeah. Can you pick the carb day versus non-carb day?
Interesting. We'll see. Also this morning, have you ever passed that time, like, during your normal commute, trying to figure out what the vanity plate in front of you is supposed to say?
Oh, yeah. Every so often. There was one this morning that, what was it? BZPRYN. BZPRYN was the plate.
BZPRYN.
It was on a pickup truck.
Prine. Oh, I don't know.
So the first thing I thought praying was the P-R-Y-N.
Oh.
And I'm like, B-Z.
B-2 praying?
It was B-Z praying. Busy praying.
Busy praying.
Busy praying. That guy driving the truck is busy praying.
I only talk to God when I need a favor.
I passed Jelly Roll this morning on the way to work.
Busy praying
was what I saw this morning, yeah. But I was trying to figure it out. I got the praying. It took me like a minute to get the B-Z, busy.
There is a new poll out on vanity license plates, and people weighed in. People were first asked if they've ever had a personalized plate. 14% say they have one right now. Another 12% say they've had one in the past. And 26% haven't, but would consider it. 32% of people, though, say, I'm not interested whatsoever. That would be me. I have no desire to get a personalized plate.
You same here. I do support the Hot August Nights car show, if you look at my license plate. And I know, Mercedes, you're a big supporter of Lake Tahoe based on your plates.
Go Lake Tahoe. Never been.
I was going to say, what's your favorite part when you visit Lake Tahoe?
Never been. But I think I'm going to be going and visiting there this year.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to
it. They should roll out the red carpet because you've been supporting them for years.
Yes. With my, $3 or $4 that I pay for my license plate? Every little bit counts.
It does.
A separate question asked how they feel about vanity plates. Half of Americans don't even have a strong feeling about them either way. But 33% love them. 8% hate them. They say they're annoying. So if you see a vanity license plate and you can't figure it out, I'm pretty impressed that you were able to get that one.
The busy brain, yeah. I know someone that has, you look at it, the words are scrambled. But then if you look at the guy's plate in the rearview mirror, it reads, bite me.
Oh, man.
So he's kind of behind you. That's why he got passed through DMV. But
that's good.
You look in the rearview mirror, wait a second, bite me's behind me.
Finally this morning, Ariana Grande, she released her 7th studio album last night. It's called Eternal Sunshine. She built a lot of anticipation by gradually unveiling the track list on social media, behind the scenes video. So this album's being described as kind of a concept album with different pieces of the same story and experience. You guys have heard Yes And. That
Love
was
it.
The first song that came out. They also had a remix that came out with Mariah Carey. But they're actually pushing a new single right now. I'll play a little bit of that for you in a second here. But I'm looking at some of the tracklist titles. Bye. Saturn Returns Interlude, Supernatural, True Story. The one there's one on here called Ordinary Things, and it features her Nana. It features her Nana.
Oh, that's
on
cute.
It. Yeah, it even says that, featuring Nana. So the song that is the next single, it's called We Can't Be Friends.
We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend and cling to your
first time I'm hearing it.
I like that. It's kind of like an 80s synth vibe going on in the background. This is cool.
Do you guys want to hear the whole thing?
We got the whole thing.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm hearing it. I haven't listened to it yet. Let's listen to the whole thing and tell us what you think. We Can't Be Friends, Ariana Grande.
I didn't think you'd understand me.
That's a new one from Ariana Grande off of her album that just dropped, Eternal Sunshine. The song is called We Can't Be Friends. Did you guys like it? What did you think? 702-364-9400. I think I like it better than Yes And. I thought it was really good.
I like it too. That's two for two for Ariana Grande for me with this new album. That's a great sound from
her.
Yeah,
that was a good one. So yeah, let us know what you think about that one.
Coming up here in about 3 minutes, we have a brand new segment we're going to debut.
I'm excited about this because I'm not totally in the dark, but I'm excited to hear how this turns out. It's called Buffalo Beef. Buffalo Beef.
Yes.
This is your friend, Larry, who you call Buffalo Larry.
That's his nickname, yeah. Buffalo Larry. He's my hairstylist, and he loves anytime he can call the show and say hi to you. He adores you, and he pitched a show idea to me.
Okay.
Called Buffalo's Beef, where he's going to give us a gripe of the week, and then we get to comment on Buffalo's Beef of the Week.
Whether you're a meat eater or a vegetarian, it's going to be good for everyone. That's coming up next. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I love new ideas. I love when people say, hey, I have an idea for your show. Let's do this. And your friend had an idea for our show, and we're gonna give it a go today. I like this.
This is very exciting. We're talking about my friend Buffalo Larry. He's my stylist, hairstylist, been my friend for close to coming up on 10 years, I think. He was on the show last week because he invited me to be a groomsman in his wedding. We told him he had a show idea called Buffalo's Beef, where he comes on once a week and gives us his gripe of the week. And then we kind of, you know, hear his gripe and then comment on the Buffalo Beef of the week.
Okay, so we have Buffalo Larry on the phone. Let's say hello. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Do you have a beef about something, Buffalo?
Yeah, I got a couple impromptu beefs, actually. Where's my theme song?
I know, Buffalo Stance by Nina Cherry.
I submitted it 30 seconds ago. Why wasn't it played before my segment?
Hold on. Does this work right here?
Yeah! Okay, it's time for Buffalo's Beef.
Yeah, hey, there we go.
Okay,
I'm ready.
What do you want to beef about this morning?
Well, I feel like I'm a little late, but I'm sick and tired of these Yellowstone folks. You know, like people who saw two episodes of Yellowstone and all of a sudden want to be a cowboy or Beth Dutton. You know, my wife loves Rip, who's one of JC's best friends, by the way, the guy who plays Rip. And she told me she wishes, you know, she could have a guy like that. So one morning I decided to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And first thing I did was put on my cowboy boots and stomp around the house and stand in front of our bedroom window drinking coffee. And she screamed at me to shut up, take my boots off, and go back to sleep.
And not a fan.
That annoying.
She wanted Rip in her life, and you were giving her Rip, and then she was upset right. The fact that you were giving her Rip.
Yeah, and then I yelled at her. She didn't like that either. She yelled at me.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, it really doesn't work. Like, you don't actually want a real cowboy. You want a guy to go to Bass Pro Shops, buy the costume, and roll out of bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, like you want the TV version of a cowboy.
Yeah, you don't get up at the crack of dawn and have to go take care of the cattle. You just want the Rip look.
So you want the Yellowstone people to just stop, knock it off.
Right, exactly.
That's a good.
If you're not going to buy a ranch, just give it up. I mean, come on.
I actually agree with this. I think that the people who make a show like their whole personality, like that, all of a sudden, like you are. Oh, I like you said. I saw two episodes, and now I bought a cowboy hat and the boots. I'm all about it.
Oh yeah, it was the same thing with Sons of Anarchy. Like my clients were asking me to help them buy motorcycles. I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
How many clients would ask you to sit on your motorcycle and to have their picture taken?
Oh, hundreds. You've done it 15 times.
I noticed after Sons of Anarchy, JC started wearing a lot of, like, man jewelry.
The first time he got on the bike, he sat on it backwards.
I was confused.
He did that, too, when he was trying to be a Dutton. He sat on the horse backwards.
Laura's like, you're on it the wrong way. Turn around, you idiot.
he posts a lot of pictures walking a horse.
But feeding the horses too.
That's okay. I love it. Buffalo it's beef. Love it. Hey, can we have you back next week for your week beef of the week?
Well, yeah, my contract is for 6 months.
Oh, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And we'll yeah. have your music ready. This for Buffalo beef. That was good. I love it, Larry. Thank you,
Buffalo. Appreciate it, buddy.
Guys.
He's hilarious.
He's a great guy.
I love him. Oh my gosh, he's so funny.
He's a sweet guy. But yeah, when Sons of Anarchy was at its height, you know, Larry is you know a true life motorcycle guy. We take so many pictures on his motorcycle.
You've never ridden it though, right?
No,
not even on the back.
He offered me to sit on the back. Like, let's go for a ride around the block, sit on the back. I'm like, no.
Not even, like, the sidecar?
He needs a sidecar.
You need a sidecar so JC can go for a ride.
Coming up next, we're spinning that Oh Wow wheel.
Hey, yo, you ready? Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow wheel on Mix 94.1.
Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
We are getting ready to spin the Oh Wow wheel. One of us is going to play a song that makes you say Oh Wow, but you get to decide ultimately if the person it lands on gets to play their song. We have given the wheel a big old spin, and you decide who gets to play their song. It's slowing down, and it has landed on me.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. So my category this week, Jessica, was a song from an international artist. So, shocker, I picked Jungkook from BTS, along with Usher, Standing Next to You, the Usher remix. Now, Jessica, you get to decide if it plays or do you want it to give it the veto. What do you think?
Because you love them so much, let's let it play.
Oh, I love you. Thank you.
Great sounding song
right
there.
Oh, man. I thank you, Jessica, for not giving me the veto. This is Jungkook standing next to you for the Oh Wow wheel. My category, it landed on me, was a song by an international artist. Now, if I would have gotten the veto, it would have moved to you, Steph. So what was your song and what was your category?
Category this week was a song from the year 1984. I wanted something fun and upbeat, so I went with Sheila E.'s The Glamorous Life.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this one in a minute. Yeah. This is a great song.
Right?
Nice. Okay, JC, you weren't in the mix this week, but what was your category and what was your song? The
category was a song from an artist that was born in the 2000s, and I went with an artist that was born on February 20th, 2003, and this song here. And I know we weren't perfect, but Olivia Rodrigo.
Driver's license?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, nice. Very cool. Yeah, she's a... Have you guys seen the latest TikTok that she made with the using the guy's voice who calls her Olivia Rodriguez?
No.
It's so funny. So you know how she has that crumble cookie that out, right?
Yeah.
That crumble cookie. And the guy's doing a taste test of the crumble cookies. And he picks it up and he goes, Olivia Rodriguez, you know that little girl who be crying in her songs? He takes a bite. He goes, 0 out of 10. And so she took that sound and she used
it. Oh, did she really?
Using that, eating her own cookie. It was so funny.
Hey, we've got Heads Up coming up here in about 3 minutes and tickets for you to Dancing with the Stars Live.
I have It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Ernie, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mercedes. Good morning, JC.
Hey, Ernie.
Good morning, Steph.
Thanks for calling in. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up. You ready to do this?
Let's do this.
Okay, so the category is Barbie dolls. Barbie Day is tomorrow. So these are all things that are pink, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I'll pick you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Ernie, 60 seconds on the clock. Get six correct and you win, and you start now.
These say oink, oink.
Pigs.
Yes. This is a bird that stands on one leg. It's also a hotel.
Flamingo.
Yes. This is, you would get this like at the fair. It's fluffy. It's
cotton candy.
Yes. This is, you might get stung by one of these in the ocean.
Jelly. Jellyfish.
Yes. This is the type of trees that are really blooming right now.
Pass.
Okay. This is women wear this on their cheeks to make them look pink.
Blush.
Yes. This is if you make a mistake with something, you use this to get rid of it.
Highlighter?
No. Eraser. Yes,
eraser
is right. You got it. Congratulations, yes. Ernie.
Woo.
Nice job.
Ernie, you're all
My
set.
My wife's going to be happy.
Oh, you guys are going to have a blast here. Dancing with the Stars live on Friday, March 22nd at the Pearl Concert Theater. Plus, Ernie, you and your wife are now qualified for that grand prize, the meet and greet with Dancing with the Stars cast. So congratulations to you. Still to come this morning, 9 o'clock, we got the Friday Rewind. Is there a song you want to hear? Call us or send us a text message right now, 702-364-9400.
Party girls. 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. I just sent you guys some screenshots of my conversation with my daughter via text yesterday. And I feel like we're going through a phase. Do you ever go through a phase where you're just like obsessed with something? Where maybe you've liked it before, but then you really get obsessed and maybe it goes away or not. But we are in our Spice Girls era right now. It has come full circle. We go in and out of this era, and we could not stop texting about the Spice Girls yesterday.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Which daughter is this?
This is Sophie.
Oh, yeah, it's very top there. Oh, my gosh, you guys are going back and forth. She's all in on the Spice Girls now, huh?
It's so funny. So she and I were really into them when she was younger. And so yesterday, she sends me this text.
If you wanna be mad,
it says, so this is off topic from everything we've been discussing, but I'm watching Spice Girls music videos. The one of Say You'll Be There right now. You know that song, right?
Say
You'll Be There. And so that's the one with the blue car and they're driving around in the middle of the desert. And she said, I loved this as a child and, you know, really didn't understand the concept of it. I just thought the blue car was cool and Baby Spice and Sporty Spice and Scary Spice were doing their thing. And then Victoria was just standing there. So she says, I'm watching this video and tell me why they got Victoria standing on literal air. Do you guys see the picture that she screenshotted? Victoria's like floating in the air. It's so random.
Huh.
Do you see it?
This one here?
The picture?
That, yeah.
Do you see in the background?
There's look at that. Oh, yeah.
She's just floating in the air.
No, she's not. I know the answer to that.
What is it?
She's standing on the wing. There's a wing behind the car. See that white thing going up?
Yeah.
So that is a Dodge Daytona, it looks like, or a Plymouth Superbird. She's standing on a wing. You can't see the wing.
Okay, because we're like, what is happening?
See that white part going up back there?
Okay.
And then there's on the opposite side, on the left side, there's another white part, and there's a wing. That car is a winged warrior. She's actually standing on the wing of a car.
Well, you can't see
the wing.
It looks like
she's
standing there in the middle of the air. So we're talking about that, and I revealed to her, like, my favorite Spice Girls song, and it's not one that, like, I think a lot of people would think. And I told her that there is this most underrated Spice Girls song ever, and it's called Goodbye. This was when Jerry left the group and it was so sad. Goodbye. We're just obsessed with the Spice Girls right now. What is your current obsession? You just can't get enough. I'm watching videos. We're talking about them. We're analyzing all the videos. We're talking our favorites. It's like a thing with us right now.
Mike, and this is for wrestling fans, we'll get this, but it started during the pandemic. I just got tired and overwhelmed with news. So I went back and I restarted watching wrestling from the 80s in real time. So that's like my Saturday and Sunday morning. It's just on in the background while we're having breakfast or I'm doing work. And it was WWF, WWE for the past 3 or 4 years. And about 2 months ago, I switched to 1990 WCW. So that's a different wrestling league.
Ah, what's this word?
World Championship Wrestling.
I love Whistler.
So right now I am watching WCW Wrestling from 1990 on Saturday and Sunday mornings. I don't know if you saw it in the news, but Sting, a legendary wrestler, just had his final match at the age of 64 last weekend. You go back in to 1990. Sting is just getting started in his wrestling career. So my world right now.
He's like, does everything. He sings, he wrestles. He's incredible.
You know Sting, though. You know Sting.
He's the sad clown.
He's the sad clown. Yeah, the sad clown just retired at the age of 64.
Wow, that's impressive. So you're back on the wrestling kick.
Yeah, old school wrestling. Not really paying attention to the current product, but every Saturday and Sunday, it's right now wrestling from 1990.
Steph, what is your current obsession right now?
My current obsession right now is because I'm hosting one, is a bachelorette party. I'm all into the themes, the goodie bags. But now that it's getting closer to the actual bachelorette party, the obsession is fading. And the stress is sinking in.
Are you going to have one of those parties where, like, you guys give away the lollipops that look like things and
male parts?
Yeah.
No.
And you wear necklaces and earrings that have those
too.
Parts.
No, we're not doing the male parts, and we're not doing the groom's faces. Like, you know, when they No, we're not doing those.
Yeah. I remember this was, at the Monte Carlo Brew Pub years ago, there was a bachelorette party. And you know those male parts?
Yeah.
They sell them like a crown she was wearing.
Oh, wow.
Like a crown of male parts.
Interesting.
She came strutting in.
That's like, wow. I better. I'm going to get in a lot of trouble. I'll be
coming at you. More Mercedes in the morning. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A bill that could lead to the banning of TikTok took a big step forward yesterday, guys. The bill was advanced out of a House committee yesterday in a unanimous 50-0 bipartisan vote. And the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, said the bill could soon come up for a vote. The White House has provided support in drafting the bill, which is a very rare example of bipartisan cooperation in Washington.
We can come together on TikTok, everyone.
That's the one thing we all agree on. TikTok pushed a notification to its users 18 and over yesterday, prompting them to call their representatives to protest the bill. The resulting flood of calls caused offices to shut off their phones because so many people in were calling.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That, so.
Thoughts on if TikTok went away, how would it affect your life?
I mean, it would probably not affect my life that much, but I do feel for some of the people who are content creators that really depend on that money to survive. I do feel for you. And I know some of you are like, get a real job. You know, there's a lot of effort and work that these people put into these videos, and I do respect that. I don't. If I make any money, it's like minimal, but still, it's just a lot of people depend on this as a source of income.
Yeah, and then I wonder if they also have that same income stream coming from YouTube, or they have a social media presence on Instagram. They just transfer everything, all their content over there. But I'm sure if they're living on TikTok, maybe they're living their stuff on Instagram as well. But yeah, there's a lot of people that make some money off of TikTok.
Yeah, so that is going on this morning. Do you know Mike Tyson's getting back in the ring this summer?
I'm excited about this fight.
You?
This is going to be good. Yeah.
It's gonna be interesting. That's for sure. He's gonna fight the Jake Paul, the YouTuber guy. The fight's gonna happen at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. It's gonna air on Netflix on July 20th. No official word on how much Mike Tyson or Jake Paul are making at this point. Mike Tyson says that he's really looking forward to stepping into the ring with Jake, that he's grown significantly as a boxer over the years. So it's gonna be a lot of fun to see what the will and ambition of this kid can do with the experience and aptitude of a goat here. So Tyson's going to be 58 when he steps into the ring, and Jake Paul is 27. So, like, who do you have in this? You have the goat, Mike Tyson, But Jake Paul, who's not bad when it comes to boxing, 27 years old. Who do you go with on that?
Hopefully it's a legit fight. It's not kind of some setup gimmick. I would bet my money on Jake Paul. He's a boxer. He boxes. He's just not some YouTube star who said, hey, I want to fight Mike Tyson. He's a big dude. He's got youth on his side. He's got height on his side. He's got reach on his side. He has so many advantages. Yeah, Mike Tyson is the greatest or one of the greatest of all times when it comes to boxing. But I think Jake Paul is going to take him down.
Well, the Vegas odds are that Jake Paul is going to win.
Are they really?
They have him as the favorite. Tyson's the underdog. I think that if Mike Tyson goes like 100%, doesn't, you know,
not
go
stick,
easy
yeah.
a little bit, just pulling back a little bit. If he goes 100% his hardest, I think that Mike Tyson would win that one. But he'd have to go 100%. He can't just kind of go in there like, oh, this is just an exhibition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If he gets a fired up, angry Mike Tyson, it's going to be a good fight. But I still would give it to Jake Paul just because of youth, height, and reach. It was in 1990 that Mike Tyson lost to Buster Douglas.
Was that when it was?
1990, oh. Yeah. January of 1990, he lost to Buster Douglas.
So look at all these years later.
He's still going to fight again. It's nuts. That is nuts.
Finally this morning, if you want to be a part of history, make sure you try to get yourself to St. Louis next Thursday, because a place called City Museum, they're wanting to break a world record for the most people wearing underpants on their head. I don't know why, like, this is a world record. Well, of course, because who else would do this? Like, of course.
There's eight people out there. It's a new record.
Yeah, they already have the world's largest pair of underwear with a waistband that measures 16 feet. So they have some experience with this kind of thing. They love making underwear records, I guess. The current most record, there's already a record, which is shocking to me, for most people with underwear on their head is 270. And they set that at a bookstore in Illinois in 2012. Like, could we not do that here?
Here? Yeah.
Could we get more than 270 people putting their underwear on their head? Maybe not right now, but if we give people notice.
We could probably get 300. We need someone from Guinness here to verify it.
Yeah. Well, they're hoping to crush that record. They only need 271, but their goal is 314 because next week is March 14th, 314.
So UNLV, the ladies, they kick off the Mountain West tournament on Monday at noon. There'll be more than 300 people at that game. What if everyone just brings their underwear and at halftime? Like, all right, everyone put it on your head. We'd have a record right there.
Yeah.
You do it inside a stadium.
I just feel like maybe some people wouldn't understand and they'd take off their pants and then take off their underwear, and that could be really
No, don't do that. We've got the Friday Rewind coming up in about 6 minutes. What song do you want to hear? Get your request in right now. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, the Friday Rewind.
All right, this is when we take it back to another year and try to figure out what the song is played backwards. That is why it was the Rewind. What year are we going to?
1990. And this song, let me see here. This song spent 9 weeks on the charts. And on March 8th, 1990, it was the number one song in the country. It actually spent a total of 3 weeks at number one.
Okay, let's take a listen. Ah, you gotta love her. Queen Janet Jackson. Escapade.
Yes.
Oh, I love this song. I love Janet.
It's a great song, and it was number one on this day back in 1990. So we play it. Here she is. It's Janet Jackson. It's Escapade. This is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.